Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With each wave of immigrants to this land, new foods have been introduced, and it's still happening today. Here to explain what new foods are being grown in Vermont by new Americans is Melissa Pasadin. She writes for the SavorVore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
As always, great to be here, Rick.
The program behind these foods is called New Farms for New Americans. So what's the idea behind it?
So New Americans is the term that we're using these days to talk about often refugees, folks who've come to this country because they have no choice but to leave where they're from for a variety of reasons. They very often, the folks who've come over the last several years, come from an agrarian culture, and they come here and they don't have the ability to farm, to garden even. So they were kind of maxing out the community garden plot availability because so many people want those. So the New Farms for New Americans program was created in 2007, 2008 to give them access to a bit more land to grow the types of vegetables, not so much fruits, vegetables and some herbs, corn, beans, things that folks from Africa, folks from Asia might be missing. You know, things that are important to them culturally. Now it is about 8 acres, and it also gives them other supports like workshops and access to tools and seeds. It's run out of an organization called the Association for Africans Living in Vermont, but that's not a great name at this point because they come from so many other places, and that group does serve all New Americans.
You recently attended a dinner where some of the herbs and vegetables that are now being grown here were served. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that was held at the South End Kitchen in Burlington, and it was a joint hosting by the Association of Africans Living in Vermont and UVM Center for Sustainable Agriculture New Farmer Program, which works really closely with this program. They actually put together a really cool book that I'm holding up right here called Global Food, Local Food, Guide to Growing, Harvesting, and Preserving African and Asian Crops in the Northeast. That is supposed to help folks who are in those communities as well as those outside of the communities understand what these foods are. And of course, we ate those foods, and many of the ingredients were grown by New Americans in our community. So they ranged everything from Vietnamese spring rolls, the summery kind that are not fried, with all these aromatic herbs in them. And we had bitter melon salad made with mustard seed oil, which was very pungent and really interesting. We had African eggplant stew made with Vermont-raised goat meat and stewed amaranth greens. It was all really different.
That African eggplant you mentioned, how does it differ from what we're familiar with here?
Well, so I have one right there for you to look at,
oh,
Rick.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I guess you can describe it if you want.
Well, it's much smaller, about the size of a baseball maybe, and very pale, a little bit yellow,
Heavy. They're heavy for
they
their
are.
Size.
Dense.
They're more dense than sort of the big, more spongy purple ones we're used to these days. They are more seedy in the interior, and they are generally a little more bitter, like eggplant used to be before we sort of bred all the bitter out of them. I met with a woman originally from Burundi. She was raised in Rwanda and then Tanzania before her family came to Vermont in 2007. Her name is Janine Dagijimana, and she was in one of her plots, the New Farm for New Americans plots, that she is growing eggplant in, and she's growing a lot of eggplant. Most of the time, these folks are growing it just for their family, but she wanted to really build her own little business. She told me she grows 5 different kinds, and she, of course, doesn't think they're very bitter, which is one of the interesting challenges. And we discussed this at the dinner that I had been at previously, where Ben Waterman, who works for UVM, was saying how when he lived in Malawi, they grew a lot of lettuce. They had a bumper crop of lettuce. But the Malawians didn't know what to do with it because they weren't used to eating lettuce. They ended up frying it in oil with salt, and they loved it. So it just is, you have to get used to things that you might not be familiar with that you might want to use in a different way or cook in a different way. So anyway, Janine had grown many eggplants and was being a bit challenged to try and find people who wanted to buy them.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing some foods that are new to Vermont. One that you mentioned, Melissa, is this African eggplant. So how is that best prepared?
So Janine told me, the farmer who's been growing them, that she would stew it usually or fry it with some oil and maybe put some fish or goat meat. That's a meat that they traditionally eat. She might cook it with a peanut sauce and maybe some fresh dried beans. And you have a dish right there that we're going to talk about, too. So taste that and tell me what you think. That one has a peanut sauce and some tomato, some hot pepper. Do you taste how that one was actually, the eggplant is actually soaked in a salt water brine for a little while to pull some of the bitterness out of it.
Yeah, so it's not quite as bitter as you described.
No.
So this is not eating it raw. So with the briny, it's fabulous. I love the peanut sauce.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Are any restaurants incorporating these foods into their menus?
So the recipe you just ate is actually a recipe that was developed, I should say, cooked by a chef in a restaurant in the Old North End of Burlington called Butch and Babes. And that the head chef, Naran Pantakote, is actually originally from Thailand. And his sous chef, Abdullahi Ibrahim, is originally from Somalia. So they actually each prepared Janine's African eggplant for me to see what we wanted to run in the paper. And they actually serve some of these dishes at the restaurant. So the peanut sauce one with tomato that you just tasted, that was Abdullahi's. He calls it an African ratatouille. And then Naran did one with a sweet white miso soy ginger sauce with some maple syrup. And then that was fried and then dressed, and it was delicious. And both those recipes I ran with the story in the Free Press so people can see those.
I would eat this over some saffron rice. It would be perfect for me.
I think it's delicious too.
Are these herbs and vegetables just for the communities that are growing them, or can others support this project?
As I mentioned, many of the farmers are growing just for their own use, but there are several farmers, Janine included, who are selling some of their vegetables and herbs to a few local restaurants like Butch and Babes, I mentioned, also Tiny Thai, and several of the ethnic markets, the global markets in the Old North End have some of them. City Market apparently also sometimes has some of them, so one could ask there if one were interested. And they are, for example, also stocking the bitter melon salad that I mentioned. And for anyone who's interested, the copies of Global Food, Local Food that I mentioned before, we'll put a link on the VPR website so people can learn how to order. And all the proceeds from sales of that book will go to help purchase rare and unusual seeds that those community members might want to plant, and also hand tools that they can share.
Ah, what a great project.
Yes.
Melissa Passanen writes for the Savermore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Delighted, as always, Rick.